Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President Biden today weighed in on the latest deadly incident involving police, the use of deadly force, and the loss of a black person's life. The fatal shooting of 20-year-old Dante White after a traffic stop setting off protests in a Minneapolis suburb. Police officers say it appears the officer intended to fire a taser and not a handgun. Biden called it tragic and said he hopes an investigation will shed more light on what occurred.
The question is, was it an accident? Was it intentional? That remains to be determined by a full-blown investigation.
Biden did say, no matter what, any protest should be peaceful. The man's death prompted a violent clash between police and protesters this morning in a state already on edge over the trial of police officers accused in the death of George Floyd. While COVID-19 vaccinations have reached an all-time high, vaccination rates in black and Latino communities are lagging. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says minority groups are still seeing stark differences in COVID outcomes. More from NPR's Ping Wong.
4.6 million COVID vaccine doses were administered on Saturday. It's a new record, according to CDC data. But CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says vaccine numbers are behind in black and Latino communities.
18% of the country identifies as Hispanic or Latino, yet they make up only 10.7% of those receiving vaccinations. We must do better, and we will do better.
New CDC numbers also show that Latino populations are almost twice as likely to go to the emergency room for COVID care and more likely to be hospitalized for it. The CDC says these data reflect disparities in access to health care and health education. It's working to fund programs that address vaccine hesitancy and help close the gaps. Ping Huang, NPR News.
The State Department has named its first Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports, the move is an effort by the department to recruit and retain a richer and more representative mix of Foreign Service officers.
Gina Abercrombie Winstanley spent more than three decades in the Foreign Service, including serving as U.S. Ambassador to Malta. She resigned from the State Department during the Trump administration. But now Abercrombie Winstanley is returning to head up a newly created position to help diversify the department. When announcing her, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the lack of diversity at the highest levels of the department was alarming and that the problem is systemic. Abercrombie Winstanley has her work cut out for her. Last year, only three U.S. embassies were led by black ambassadors. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. pool of red ink reached an all-time high during the first 6 months of the budget year. The government says the $1.7 trillion shortfall of the first 6 months was double the previous record. On Wall Street today, the Dow is down 55 points. You're listening to NPR. Authorities in Georgia say police officers were wounded when they were fired on by the passenger of a car they were chasing. Pursuit ended with one suspect killed and the other arrested. Police say the chase began when a Georgia highway trooper stopped a car for speeding along Interstate 20. Authorities say the vehicle sped away and the passenger fired a weapon that stopped the patrol car. Local police then joined the chase, which ended with the officers wounded, one suspect dead, another was taken into custody. The film Emancipation, starring Will Smith, will move production out of Georgia. That's in response to that state's recently enacted voting restrictions. More from NPR's Bob Mondello.
After weeks of talks between filmmakers and Georgia officials, director Antoine Fuqua and actor Will Smith issued a statement. "We cannot, in good conscience," it reads, "provide economic support to a government that enacts regressive voting laws that are designed to restrict voter access." The film Emancipation, bought by Apple after a bidding war, is based on the story of an escaped slave who was whipped so severely that when a photo of his scars was published in 1863, it shocked the world. Public figures in Georgia, including Stacey Abrams, had argued against moving Hollywood productions from the state, but the optics for this film struck the filmmakers as untenable. Bob Mondello, NPR News.
West Virginia is joining the growing list of states working to woo remote workers under a program launched today. The state is pushing to lure outdoor enthusiasts to move there with entitlements ranging from cash to free passes to recreational destinations. West Virginia currently has fewer residents than it did in 1950. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.